The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh, new, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 25th of September, 2024, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. If it's a Wednesday, that means it's a man down mashup Wednesday. We're on the clock and Guardian Radio AM combined shows to discuss what's in the news. And let's just say there is lots to talk about in the news today. Mr. Newry will be joining us in a second. I'm waiting for a call. I'm hoping that it comes in. There were so many birthdays yesterday. A couple people said they wanted to call in. While they appreciated me giving birthday shout-outs, they wanted to give their birthday shout-out themselves. So I'm hoping that these people will call in at some point this morning. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning, Aaron Green. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I would like to start the show by nominating for National Hero.
Okay, who?
The firefighter, the volunteer firefighter at Uriah McPhee Primary School yesterday.
You mean the small fire?
A fire is a fire. A small fire, it's just a big fire waiting to grow up.
Okay.
Right? We take small fires seriously, too. But did you see the clip, Mr. Newry?
I saw the clip of the sweeping of the fire. What's that?
Did you see the clip with the woman?
Yeah.
With the fire extinguisher?
Extinguisher. And she's sweeping with it.
Would you call that?
Sweeping. Going left and right. Sweeping. Yeah, we have firefighting classes.
Yeah, that's what you call it, sweeping?
Yeah, call it.
Because what I was going to say is I haven't been to the classes, but I know she's been to the classes.
Yeah, she was sweeping. She's sweeping the fire extinguisher.
Yeah. She ain't missed a training day.
No.
I think she deserves recognition, acknowledgement, a commendation. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead, man.
What I saw was somebody who absolutely understands their duty of care to the children at the school.
You think regular people just would let it burn?
I think that many people may think that they're prepared for the moment, but in the moment, they panic.
Mm.
That's reasonable.
Okay.
Right? But I think that she did what we hoped that we would be able to do if the moment arose, which is do what you know you ought to do. She went in there with that fire extinguisher and she tried to put that fire out.
Good.
When she saw that the fire didn't go out, she went back in with the fire extinguisher. She tried again. Mm-hmm. And that's all we could ask, right?
That's all we could ask.
Yeah, that's all we could ask. So we want to say to the staff at Uriah McPhee Primary School, staff and teachers that did all that they could to keep those students safe yesterday, we say thank you. And I'm sure it's...
And thank you very much for the cameraman for recording it while people was working. There is always a need for someone to stop working and record all of these things. So I appreciate that person. Kudos to them.
I mean, I don't know. Why did you say it like that?
Like how?
Because when you said it, I agree with it. But then there's something in the back of my mind say, don't agree with that Newry boy. I don't like how you said it.
We have people who record heroes, and we need to be thankful for that. Like people who record fights on the side of the road. We need it for evidence. People who record people who drown in and someone jump in to save them. We need to thank those people for pausing a bit to get their phone out in the middle of a crisis to record. If they didn't record, you wouldn't be able to shout out kudos to the hero, at Uriah McPhee.
It's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
The presence of the lens,
mm-hmm.
right? And what motivates us to pick up our camera, right? How do we locate ourselves in a situation, whether it's like an emergency, like you say, someone's drowning or in need of help.
Or a terrible car accident and body parts all over the way, and you just take out your camera to record it for evidence.
Yeah, no. No.
No. No.
Yes.
Yes, see? I know.
That part is fine.
See? See?
It's the issue comes in the recklessness with which we hold that data, that information, that film, that recording.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to capture. It's another thing to capture for the purpose of entertainment. It's another thing to capture just so you could go viral.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, to capture the scene to ensure that everything the authorities need to know,
mm-hmm.
you could possibly capture, because they're on the scene. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But to take that phone footage
and post it?
And post it for likes.
So how are we going to get to see it if you don't post it? Like how you saw that video for likes? Just an in.
I don't think the Uriah McPhee fire video was for likes.
No, it was posted for...
to document what was happening.
Yeah, of course. That's what I meant. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate your commentary, you know.
This is why I said...
I just don't like how you say it.
We need to recognize that person with the camera phone. He or she is also a hero.
No.
No?
No.
It's only one hero?
There may be many heroes on the scene, but we don't perpetuate the viral culture by highlighting or prioritizing the person who had the camera more than the people that actually did the saving. See, for instance, when it's a matter that involves a gun, right?
Mm-hmm.
We tell people when people have a gun, you go in the opposite direction. But you say, well, what if you observe someone who has a gun on someone else?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a duty of care to help them? Right? And you say, but if I try to engage, I may escalate the situation as opposed to de-escalate the situation and cause them to shoot their initial target, and then I become a secondary target. In that instance, recording surreptitiously, like covert recording from a distance, may be the best option possible. But always call the authorities first.
Mm-hmm.
Call 919 first. Make sure you've contacted the authorities and then turn the camera on. But we know that if there's one camera on the scene, there's probably multiple cameras on the scene, right?
Or recording.
Right, and I think that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that somebody is already capturing the scene, you use your phone to call the authorities.
What if it's like a Samsung phone and yours is an Apple? Tell them, no. Yours ain't gonna be clear. Stop.
I could be honest, if y'all two fighting over who phone could produce the best footage and nobody recording,
yeah,
I can bring the police to lock the two of y'all up.
Okay.
I do appreciate the commentary, and it's something that we need to talk about. It's something we need to create a space for more engagement, because young people are now living in this world where a camera almost becomes like a celebrity, and just having a camera in your hand, right? People see that as a part of becoming a celebrity. And I don't know if we are interrogating that space sufficiently to make sense of it. All right, Mr. Nuri, there's lots to talk about in today's papers. Rapist sentenced to 9 years in prison. In the Day's Guardian business section, Attorney General's office wins Privy Council appeal against Rudy King. In today's Tribune, top court reinstates...
Rudy King in the news again?
Top court in two news.
In two news?
You got two news today. Uh-huh. Top court reinstates $2 million freeze in King case. Public transportation unions to meet with Colby Davis over fuel margin rise. Parents rush to collect children after school fire at Uriah McPhee. Let's start with the Uriah McPhee story. Classes at Uriah McPhee Primary School were dismissed early yesterday due to a fire and smoke accumulation. A video showed fire alarms ringing as someone tried to extinguish a fire in a room's corner. The fire continued to ignite. Acting Director of Education Dominique McCartney-Russell said students will be placed on the virtual learning platform today. She said the fire was localized to the second floor of the building in a utility room. Students and staff were evacuated to a pavilion area. She said the area would be cleaned to ensure the safety of staff and students. She said all of the ministry's schools must conduct fire drills. She said most schools completed those drills last week and this week. Quote, Uriah McPhee held their drill on Thursday of last week, and they were able to evacuate everybody in under 3 minutes, I'm advised. And so that really prepared them for what transpired today, close quotes, she said. Bahamas Union of Teachers President Belinda Wilson said the fire department and the Ministry of Education mobilized quickly, and she awaits the outcome of the investigation and the alternative plan for resuming classes at the school.
So the school is closed.
Right, and students have been, they've been diverted to online learning, right? So they're going back to that model that we would have used during the during and immediately post-pandemic. Here's what arose for me. This story is...
I'm impressed they still have computers and tablets and connection. That's impressive.
You mean all of the students?
I assume all of the students, because if you started, you've already done the prerequisite.
What I'm hoping is that they have organized with perhaps community centers, constituency teams in the immediate area, in the Kemp Road area, so that students that don't have access to the internet at home, right, they could go to the park and be led and guided. I haven't heard mention of free Wi-Fi in the parks for months now.
Yeah.
But the resources are available for people to be organized and to organize themselves to gain access to the internet and to organize in little pods. And I'm hoping that teachers, school administration, PTA, right, and community centers could work together to provide working spaces for students as the school recovers from the fire. Here's what it brought up for me, though, Mr. Newry, on the heels of the C.V. Bethel story where teachers sat out and protested the unreadiness of C.V. Bethel for the start of school. The timelines that are put in place are just unreasonable, unrealistic, and they're ineffective. We have teams working on schools 2 to 3 weeks after a school has opened, when schools need to be finished 2 to 3 weeks before schools open, so that teachers can come in and check, right? So, for instance, if this were an electrical fire, is it that after the work was done, an inspector may have come in, but because the system wasn't tested properly? Like, sure, when you did your inspection, there were no students using a space, using the electrical system. And so after schools are repaired, you need 2 to 3 weeks to turn everything on and let it run and make sure it's working properly, not just an inspector came through and put a tag on it. Mm. We really cannot expect any improvement in the 7% C and above, right? On all results, if we don't create the proper learning environment. And it seems that we're still entrenched in this plantation model education, where you should just be happy for education. You should be prepared to suffer for your education. You should understand that it ain't no windows, it ain't no AC. You should understand these things happen while their peers throughout this hemisphere have access to far better learning conditions, far better schools, far better cultures of education and appreciation for education. So once again, let's say thank you and to congratulate all of the teachers and staff that did what they knew they ought to do when they knew they ought to do it, which includes living up to their, fulfilling their duty of care to the students and to each other. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
Aaron, while you're on the topic of schools,
mm-hmm.
and the way the system is set up so different, I wanted to bring something to your attention. The assemblies,
mm-hmm.
they are still in 2024 having the kids to stand outside in the hot sun.
Mm-hmm.
Have assemblies. Haven't they understand by now that they should put some pavilion there with a roof over it, so the kids don't be in this. And this is a new sun. This is not like when we grew up.
Yeah.
When I grew up on the island, our school had a pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pavilion that we stood under. But yeah. Today, my son just told me last week that a student blackout.
Yeah.
A student blackout because they were standing in the sun.
Yes.
So I think this is something we need to speak to Ms. Wilson concerning, so that they can put something in place to avoid this happening again. Because this ain't the old sun we grew up in. This is a new sun, and this.
That's what happened when you don't pay the bill.
Pardon?
See, with other services, they turn it off. When you don't pay your son bill, they turn it up. But coming off of a summer of heat waves,
yes.
Understanding that the heat is extending far further into what we traditionally call the autumn period, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should have been prepared with measures to protect students from environmental conditions.
I'm not hearing anybody talking in the direction of putting something in place to prevent children from blacking out in the sun or having heat stroke. Or because my son tell me because he's at a new school now, they're on Prince Charles somewhere, and he's saying yesterday somebody did something, the teacher got upset and turned the air conditioner off.
Ooh.
So they were left to sit in the hot classroom.
Yeah, see that, and this is what I'm getting at when I talk about plantation model education. The heat is not a punishment. Right, you can't punish children with heat.
Mm.
But you're going to turn off the AC because somebody was bad.
Yeah.
And so
I don't mind the children standing up for the assembly because, you know, the children, you know, it helps them somewhat to keep fit, to know that this is what they have to do. But in the hot sun, no. I think they should look into putting pavilions into all of these government schools where when time for assembly, and don't let them have a special assembly. Oh, Father, that's 2 hours in the sun.
Yeah, and standing up.
And standing up. While the teachers and the staff are under whatever little pavilion that they have there, they are sheltered.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And from the sun and the rain. So I just think that this is something we should start asking for to be placed in our schools.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much, caller. Thank you very much. I got a text here that says, I would like to wish my brother Edric Neil Claire happy birthday from his brother Demobel. Cousin Edric Neil Claire, happy birthday. I can play a song for you in a minute. Mr. Nuri, time to transition?
Yeah, man.
So I was checking out the crime reports yesterday. I saw a post where a woman crying out that her child was killed in a traffic accident, and she indicates that she, and I imagine that she is, what young people say, in her feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
She has lost a child in tragic circumstances. But in the post, she indicated that nobody had reached out to her, right?
Nobody like who?
I don't know. She didn't indicate who it was she expected to reach out to her, except to say that nobody even approached her with support for burying the child, right?
Nobody like who?
She didn't indicate.
I know who
she expected
okay.
to reach out, or what specific type of support it is that she expected. So when I saw the image, I started looking for a child fatality, child traffic fatality, and I could not find it. And I went to the Royal Bahamas Police Force crime report page, right? So I go through the crime reports over the last, say, 2 months and see if I could identify the mother, because the post had been, it was a screenshot, if I could identify the mother, the incident,
the
child. So I went to the Royal Bahamas Police Force crime reports page, it prompted me to ask these questions. Why are there no crime reports posted for the period of September 4th through 16th?
Mm.
And September 21st through 23rd. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was the 24th. So I imagine they post the crime report the day after, right?
Yeah.
So I can't say the 24th. But there are no reports.
A blank?
they just don't exist, right? It's like you get September 1st, September 2nd, September 3rd. And then the next report posted is September 17th.
Someone's on vacation.
Is it that they exist, but they just haven't been uploaded?
That's more like
right? And where can we find them, or when will they be uploaded? Does the Royal Bahamas Police Force, like, back update? Do you go back and fill them in? And then, so I'm looking to identify, well, who is this child? The picture, it's like it's a little boy in this picture. Beautiful little boy. So I'm asking the question, what is the name of the young man who died, right? And I realize I post and somebody pops up and they share a link to the mother's page. And it turns out that this is the mother of the young man who was on the motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Who died on West Bay Street. Mm-hmm. And you know what I realized? I could not find a single story that includes this young man's name.
No name at all?
No. No Tribune story, no Guardian story, no Our News story, no Eyewitness News story. I search. I couldn't find anything at all. I'm deeply troubled by this. And I can understand why a mother would become hysterical. Why wouldn't we share the name of this young... Did you say a teen?
Mm-hmm.
If I see this boy in the street, he have to show me his ID
mm-hmm.
for me to believe he is older than 13, 14. You have to show me his ID. We cannot treat children like this.
We have a number of news media outlets out there. I mean, none of them.
Well, I'm talking about... I haven't checked the media outlets that are digital primary based, right? Like Eyewitness, Our News, Tribune, Guardian,
mm-hmm.
ZNS, nothing came up.
Okay.
And so even if there may be outlets that carried it, but in my search, I could find nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm deeply troubled by this is a child.
Mm-hmm.
This is a child. Who is supposed to protect the children?
Yes.
Okay, so what I have gathered, though, for those who are interested, this young man, this young boy, will be funeralized on October 5th,
eulogized.
I think. Eulogized, that's the word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Eulogized on the 5th.
Of October?
Of October. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does the mother need any financial help or anything like that? She
didn't have any? Well, what's implied is that she needs support, financial support, to bury the young man.
Okay.
And to deal with, I guess, finalizing his arrangements and his affairs.
Okay.
She may also be requesting financial support to hire a lawyer to determine exactly what happened, to ensure that she can find out exactly what happened to her son.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I've not spoken to her yet. And so, like, I don't even know if I have consent to call her name on air. And it's such a sensitive subject. But
so how are you supposed to help her if you don't know who the person is?
Well, I found out who the person was.
I talk about other people.
In the break, I'll go to social media where I found the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll share it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I know this one is just a very sad one.
Mm.
And at the very least, this child is a minor. First of all, he's a minor. Second of all, he appears to be a very young boy.
Mm.
Deserves, at the very least, to die with dignity. Mm. At the very least. All right, Mr. Nuri, it's time to transition. Is there anything in particular you wanted to talk about today? Because, I mean, I got a couple other stories.
I get to this story, you know. I what has piqued my interest over the last couple of days was the quote from Bob Marley. How long shall they kill our prophets whilst we stand aside and look?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Recently, in the pop culture of United States, one lady decided to accuse Sir Sidney Poitier of some vicious things.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't say she was there. She didn't say she's present. She said she here. She here. It's possible. It could be. She ain't sure.
Mm-hmm.
But she accused him of some slanderous things. Right?
Sir Sidney Poitier?
Sir Sidney Poitier.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if she was intimately involved or knew the truth or had something tangible to say, I would say, okay, man, speak your truth, woman. I understand. Sidney Poitier is whoever it is. But she apparently is not acquainted with the gentleman, not acquainted with the story, but posing innuendos that it could be, possibly could be, right? Well, let me finish this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with that, no, because Americans just do them things. They colonize us, right? Black and white. My concern is Bahamians joined in. And I'm saying, how long shall they kill our prophets while we just stand aside and look? Nobody say, man, no. Leave Sir Sidney alone. That's ours. That's ours. And we'll defend him until any evidence come forth that says the contrary.
What if I told you there is evidence?
And I said, let that person who has the evidence speak.
When's the last time you talked to Eartha Kitt?
She dead.
Okay, then.
She done talking. Play the video and play the recording.
So I'm gonna look for the clips and bring the clips for you. I'm saying, okay, so this is what I'm saying. What if...
See the what if again?
It's true.
And what if it's not true?
No, but what if it's true? Because I've already heard an Eartha Kitt talking about it.
What I heard is Eartha Kitt talking about her relationship, but not no physical violence or anything like that. Unless you hear contrary. And if you hear contrary, you play it. I hear none. I'm used to the relationships of Hollywood being tumultuous.
Because I'm also used to men of a certain era talking about what we now call violence against women as par for the course. Like, no, sometimes you just have to slap a woman in the mouth so she could regain her composure. I mean, people talk about that, like how, no, when you get a cut, you just put a Band-Aid on it. That's like the ease with which people engaged in that type of aggressive behavior.
And I've heard the same narrative from women who said, if he doesn't hit me, he doesn't love me.
This is what I'm saying.
So you don't blame man, you blame the era. The idea that what you suggested seems as men was is being demonized because we are corrupting man, when that entire era was just bad.
So let's take it to Bill Cosby, because people are saying...
I don't know Bill. He ain't no Bahamian. He ain't one of my prophets.
Because people are saying that Cosby drugged women.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are saying, no, what took place in a time when people took drugs like candy. Mm. And that it's unfair to say that Bill Cosby drugged them for the purpose of raping them. That everybody was quaaluding and uppering and downering and taking all kind of fancy pill.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the consequences of the culture and the time. And then other people return and say, no, the boy is a rapist. It don't matter. Again, others say, but it was the time. Everybody was taking drugs and being free and loose. Hmm. Does it apply then?
It all depends if the people didn't know they were taking drugs. If I say, man, it's a drug party, and I make it available...
Okay, so
different thing.
Okay, so here's a question. Can you say, yes, Your Honor, I went to the party to take drugs, right? I know they have drugs at the party. I went to the party to take drugs. I just didn't intend on taking that many drugs. I had no intention of blacking out.
But you black out all the time.
What do you say then?
Watch how much food you eat. Your Honor, I went to the buffet to eat. I didn't expect to eat till I get full. You should have stopped eating.
We got to talk more about this, Mr. Newry.
Yeah. But again, we need to defend Bahamian prophets and heroes and stop allowing foreign people to diminish our heroes without us saying anything.
So here's the question. How would you defend Sir Sidney and his legacy in the face of accusations like that?
I say, bring the evidence and play the evidence, allow people to judge then. But don't accuse him if you can't bring no evidence.
So that's, you simply say that?
Yes.
That's as far as you go?
That's as far as I go. Can't prove it, they don't say it.
Do you then follow up by creating biographies, documenting the relationships yourself, doing the work to disprove what it is that's being put on the table?
Sir Sidney has a legacy by itself. Every artist, every actor in Hollywood heralds him as being the man who has propelled them forward. No, he's beyond reproach. I'm not saying that he didn't do some things here and there, no. As any typical man. However.
Right, see, but people who say the same thing about R. Kelly, that he pushed the music industry
forward.
They have
the evidence, too.
People who say the same thing about Bill Cosby, that he pushed black people forward through the Cosby Show.
They have the evidence. They have no evidence against Sir Sidney. Just an accusation from a mentally unstable person who gets kicks of diminishing black men.
Okay.
I say we should defend our own.
But how do we defend?
By saying stop. Stop it. Don't do that to Sidney.
That's all you can say?
Stop it.
I mean, it's effective here. I can stop.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to talk about next?
No, that was a pet peeve I've had.
No, but again, another important conversation. It's the same conversation that we're facing with our political leaders who have shifted the political culture to personality politics and like celebrity politics, right? Mm-hmm. At the same time, we refuse to acknowledge acts that in a properly functioning Westminster system would evoke resignations and acts of honor from politicians even who appear to be caught up in scandalous or inappropriate activity, events, incidents, or behavior, right? The conversation is important for us as well. How do we disprove? How do we approach? How do we respond to accusations of scandal, right, in our local space with the people who we give celebrity status to, which are typically the politicians.
And this way, I mentioned this. Recently, 14 police officers have been accused of, but the coroner mentioned their names recently, right?
Right.
In the atmosphere, in this moment where a number of bohemians are questioning the integrity of the police force, whether they are competent, whether they're well-trained, whether there's corruption, right?
Mm-hmm.
And having that backdrop, and especially with this 14 police who have been enlisted, should the Commission of Police be doing more in terms of ensuring that the integrity of the police force is protected, putting in a thorough investigation, putting in new training mechanisms? Should that be happening? Should it be transparent that we know what is happening in the police force? Or should there be silence and we say, man, I just don't trust the police no more. This police is our friend. He ain't making no sense because no one helping me to believe that.
Those are two ends of a very large spectrum, Mr. Nuri, and I suspect the answer sits somewhere in the middle. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, got an interesting text. I was going to change subjects, but this text is worth it. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chickchawney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chickchawney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickchawneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green on this Wednesday, where we combine On the Clock and Guardian Radio AM. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hi, good morning. Where is this?
Pardon? Good morning. You're on the clock on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the radio.
Yes, ma'am. You didn't want to be on the radio? There you go. All right, here is the text. The text says, my problem with Me Too is timing. He means, the texter means, and I didn't mean to say he, I have no idea who's texting. The texter means the Me Too movement. If a woman is sexually assaulted, then report it right away, not come up 5 decades later. The texter says, that's a miscarriage of justice. But I think that is a consideration. It shouldn't bar... Right, it shouldn't prevent prosecution, but I think it should definitely be a consideration in the investigation. Good morning, caller. Oh, let's go to the phone line. They're back. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Good morning, it's Neri.
Morning.
Hey, Aaron, man, I got a serious pet peeve, man. About parking, man.
Okay.
Aaron. Do you know the church? I think it's called Harbor State on GFK.
On where? On GFK?
GFK, yeah, right in the plaza where the movie theater was.
Okay,
that church there, right?
Yeah.
On Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, your bank parking allocations there, obviously, but 8 or 10 slots, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 15-minute parking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every Sunday, I wonder what, I mean, it can't be the real God, because there got to be a demon, they said. For them to go and park and block out banking parking space, 15-minute parking spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they wouldn't allow that for someone to do that to their business. I know they wouldn't allow that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how in their mind they could conceptualize to even think about parking there? There's a police officer in that parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a motorbike, right? And it's like everything is okay. Something is wrong with that, man. If you're 15-minute allocated parking spots for banks, when people want to go into banks to do their ATM business or whatever, they got to park in the road or something. Something is wrong with that. You know, and the church people, I mean, like, how could you conceptualize in your mind to do something like that when knowingly you're wrong just to get inside, to go inside that place? Yeah, I wonder what God is wishing. Must be a demon.
It's let's not call it a demon. I would link it directly to a new religious culture that's popped up in the Bahamas, which is a perfect blend of gospel prosperity theology and Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. and not yours. Right? And God put that spot there for me. Look how God opened the spot for me when you could read the sign and you go to the plaza every one, at least once a week, and you know that that spot is designated for bank users. Right? It is absolutely troubling that people seem to think that they can justify their breaking of the rules with an allegiance to Jesus Christ. It is pervasive and extremely problematic. It's detrimental to maintaining healthy communities. And it shows an absolute disregard for other people and appears hyper hypocritical, like super hypocritical, that on your way to church, you would so easily disregard the rules. Thank you, Texter. Here's another. Okay, I'm coming to you, Texter. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Hey, good morning.
Mr. Nuri with you?
Yes, sir. It's Mr. Nuri with me.
I agree with the other text guy. I always use the location. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what you scared of right here, but you got a pile up in front of the ATM, everyone parking the road and things. Because all these people going to this church or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with them going. So they'll leave some spots for the people who park. That's one little small area where you would have to park up in front of the ATM.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a suggestion in regards to all the corruption that we have in the police department. I don't know if they have like a internal affairs portion or something like that.
Okay.
I feel like it needs to be filled with officers like assistant commissioner, previous assistant commissioner, Edison Greenslade, Quinton, McCartney, them. You know, these are the guys who they say wasn't on the ground with them. You know, coming up through the force,
mm-hmm.
they went to school or whatever, and they just come on the force in these managerial position.
Okay.
But these the guys who ain't with these fellas. You understand what I'm saying? Who ain't?
They didn't come up in the ranks with them. So there's a degree of familiarity
Exactly. You and my boy, so I want you to ahead of me because you don't know what we're dealing with.
Okay,
understand?
Yeah.
So you can't be in charge of me. So I feel like they need to think about that. And these are certain people that let them have their own department in the Royal Bahamas Police Force where they're dealing with these same corruption issues.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like how IAB, Internal Affairs in the U.S. system, there's a culture of separation. Those officers...
It has to be separation. Has to be some type of separation.
The
commissioner of police, he look like he ain't want to say nothing.
Let's be careful.
Yes, exactly. So they need to do something. Right? That's my suggestion.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, for those who are interested in this conversation or that point of interest, here is an article. Monroe says he can't confirm if police probe findings would be made public. In that article, they identify some of the internal investigative or some of the units involved. And two of them are security and an intelligence branch and the police complaints inspectorate, right? Like I had heard of corruption, complaints and corruptions unit, but this is, I think, the first time I'm seeing the police complaints inspectorate, and they will oversee the SIB's investigation. Great points made there, caller. Thank you very much. And again, right, in a small place, you need mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest. And you can't just say, well, we'll deal with that, but we'll deal with the boat when we get to the river. That don't make no sense. In many instances, you have to create systems that prevent conflicts, and where conflicts cannot be prevented, you have mechanisms to manage the conflict. Let's go to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. I would love to commend the cleaning team at the Fort Montague site that maintains the Western restrooms. They are always exceptionally maintained. And I'm glad that you said Western restrooms. Yeah. And first of all, let's say kudos to to the staff that are working out there. They see their place in the ecosystem. They know that taxi drivers rely on a clean environment, especially bathroom facilities, to facilitate their tourism product. So we say kudos. However, the Eastern restrooms are still not open yet. You are effectively creating a health and safety issue. As we talk about systems and conflicts of interest, if you do not want people conducting charters to use the dock on the eastern side of Montague Beach to embark and disembark passengers, then create legislation that prevents it. Because surely you are not maintaining a closed bathroom to prevent businesses from using the dock and creating a negative and detrimental effect on the vendors and the fishermen and the beach goers that use the beach on a daily basis. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Mr. New. You know, I'm okay, surviving. You know, the thing is, I'm wondering if I was hearing right. If I heard the gentleman call previously, he'd give some suggestions. But the thing is, the idea is not to, you cannot stop corruption, but you can impede it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's no impetus towards doing any of this. So I'm wondering if I was hearing correctly when you said that a minister said that the findings of the probe would not be revealed to the public, right?
No, he said he could not say whether they would be revealed or not because he is not a part of the investigation. And then I pointed out that the capacity in which he serves would give him access to that information without him having to be a part of the investigation itself.
So what I'm saying is he's saying that we are naive and we should accept that particular narrative. But all I'm hearing really, right,
mm-hmm.
is I have to watch their actions. All I'm hearing really is euphemism as it relates to the whole host of scenarios, whether it be doobie shootings here and there. And so it's simple, you know, ballistics report, independent ballistics report will discredit their narratives. Now, some may align, but you'll have dissimilarity and similarity because some officers are honest and some don't. But this blue wall of silence, and what happens is you have a culture of blue wall of silence. And then and the fact that they don't want to admit that corruption is ingrained in the system, but you can see it from afar. So the thing is, it's simple implementations like cams, body cams, right? And documentations to align with what they're saying. So the fact that you don't have officers wearing cameras, and the fact that you saw somebody was saying with the traffic thing, no, they didn't allow people to record this and that. So we saw these situations on Goodman's Bay with a young lady phone being taken away with the situation with Lincoln being. So now you give them an inch, they took 100 miles. So it is the weak public that is allowing this. So I saw in the States the other day where they arrested a police chief who had many accolades to his name from New York City or something like that. The feds went and seized computers, et cetera, and cell phones, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But we would never see things like that. Like I tell you, Patelco can solve these problems, you know, because if you or I, they could go get your phone records, they could go do all these things. But the public is very naive and passive, and the reason why the police are audacious and their contempt for the public is because they are emboldened by politics and political influence. So, I mean, this is just obvious. So this is just a revolving door of nothingness. And, you know, for someone to mention the Complaints and Corruption Unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not ingrained. I mean, it's really, the Complaints and Corruption Unit is a door to nothingness. It shows the naivety of the public that you actually believe that something happens when you go there. I was going, all my life I've been going there. Nothing has happened. You need a lawyer. You need people just don't get what I'm saying
mm-hmm.
because the public hasn't
experienced it.
With them.
Mm-hmm. I know. I-52, I feel you. And, right, would you say people have difficulty empathizing? If they haven't experienced it, they discount it, they discredit it, you talk in foolishness. But I understand entirely. I understand entirely. All right, I would like to say thank you to the texter that sent me that information. Also, a note coming in, I await the newspapers to confirm. Perhaps I've missed it, but it's saying that Mr. Newry, the escapee, Anthony Bethel, mm-hmm. this note is saying that he's now back in police custody.
Good.
We hope this is true. We need an announcement. And what is the protocol? Right? Aren't we supposed to have, like, all the electronic billboards? Aren't people supposed to be putting up flyers to alert the public that there is an escapee on the loose? And that people should be aware and alert at all times. Like signs on the billboard that say, hey, there's a prisoner escaped. When you're driving in your car, keep all your doors locked. Keep your windows partially lowered so that you can have access to air, but you don't make your vehicle easily accessible by someone who needs a vehicle desperately. All right, let's go to the text line. Text says, after 2 months, do you think that by now police detectives could not have determined if that was the gentleman's voice in the voice note? What a farce. The investigation is dragging on, and this texter thinks it is intentional.
But we know that the voice note was transferred apparently to the FBI to do a voice analysis.
Mm-hmm. So we are all out of time, Mr. Newry.
Yeah.
So to the texters, look here, I'm a beg Mr. Newry to just pick up where we left off in the next hour.
Yeah, it all depends on if St. Agnes doesn't come. Remember this?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm waiting forward to that, too.
Okay.
They are downstairs?
Yeah, but we'll do 10 minutes about finishing.
At some point.
Okay.
Because I'm excited about what St. Agnes them talking about.
Okay.
Raffle. Yeah.
And they have an affair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I like raffle and I like hoopla, buddy.
Okay.
And bookstall.
Okay.
Absolutely. Last text, producer, coming right now. Good morning, host. The aspects of sexual assaults are physical and emotional to any human beings. The time to report is not relevant, but important. We must remember that it is a crime. Very good show as usual from the mayor of Grand Bahama. I like that intervention. Great to end the show. You've been on the clock on Wednesday when we combined the two shows. So on the other side of the break, but Guardian Radio AM is going to take the lead.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I don't blame it on the sunshine. I don't blame it on the moonlight. I don't blame it on the good times. I'm on a
this is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.